The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We just moved into this brand new house and I'm miserable. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, Anthony A. Anthony A's got the day off. You know why he's got the day off? Because he doesn't want to help us at our house.
Okay.
Automatic.
Woe is you. You got a new house. We got a new house. I don't understand why it's a miserable thing. The moving process sucks.
You live there. You don't understand. We have Mount Boxmore surrounding our bedroom.
Who created that problem? Dana decided that we were going to sell all of our furniture, which we got good money for, which was cool. But she decided to order all of our furniture from the internet. It is now all sewed up in boxes, in pieces. And guess who gets to put it together?
The people we hire to put it together. Don't lie.
And me.
That's not the point, Automatic.
But what exactly were you thinking when you decided to order I'm talking our couches we had to put together, our kitchen table we had to put together, all our chairs we had to put together.
Because when we move, it's easier, but we're never going to move again. I'm never moving again.
Nope.
Remember, maybe you're going through a move right now. I remember going from apartment to apartment every year because the new apartment gave me a better lease, right? And I could get 1 month free and whatnot. Every time I move, I kept saying, I'm never going to move again. I mean it. I'm never moving again. And putting furniture together, that's not the hard part. It's unpacking the boxes.
Okay, it's not the hard part for you because you're not putting it together. And unpacking the boxes, you aren't doing that either. The other thing is throwing away all those boxes, breaking them down. That's a whole other job that you got me doing. I am so sick of boxes.
And by the way, I haven't had new furniture in 15 years. I deserve this new furniture. Don't forget it.
Period.
All right, you got National Day, DJ Automatic.
Yes, it's National Rubber Eraser Day. Shout out to all the elementary kids that used to give themselves a tattoo with their eraser.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe it was just my hood elementary school thing.
Damn.
We also got National Laundry Day. Dana loves to do that.
No, I don't love to do laundry.
You sure do it a lot.
Because you are a messy boy.
And then last, we're going to do National Titanic Remembrance Day. Not the movie, the actual event.
That's funny because the first thing I thought of was
tragedy.
The movie. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio, he would have fit on there if Kate Winslet hadn't been so greedy with that raft, Miss Rose. Rude. And
you think she was greedy about the wood situation?
That wood thing, they could have figured it out. She just let him sit in that water.
The other thing she could have done, if she's already on the floating piece of wood, why couldn't she swim over to another piece of wood?
Paddle, girl.
And then brought it back to Jack.
Exactly.
How about that? She just left Jack there for, well, we know what happened to Jack.
He could have lived. Poor Jack, I'll never let go. Liar. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's get scientific to start the Fat Cobalt today. Seriously, let's get scientific. Research suggests that for some people, genes account for 25% of the predisposition to be overweight, be fat.
Stop it. What do you mean? My pants are the reason
I'm
fat, Dana?
Genes. Genetics.
We're taking it all the way back to fifth grade science.
Okay. Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
I've just been hypersensitive when it comes to Dana and her comments about living a healthier lifestyle since she suggested that I go run with her. So ever since then, anytime Dana's like saying something, I'm super hypersensitive.
She didn't say go run with her. She said there's a gym in the hotel. Maybe you should go check it out.
Maybe you should come work out with us, Anthony.
Come on. And now she's telling me now she's telling me I'm fat because my dad is chubby.
Is your dad chubby?
Nah, he's really in shape. He's built like an ox. Shout out to Dan. he's a boxer, man. That fool is in shape.
Does he still work out and stuff?
Well, because he does landscaping. So he's constantly working out. So yeah.
So genetically, if you are Native American, if you are African American, you are predisposed because of the diet here in the West to be fatter.
Because your body hasn't been exposed to the different things that American food has
DJ
already.
Automatic over here. Yeah, that's what it
I'll
is.
I read.
But it's kind of scary when you really think about it. If you go south, you head south of the border until our Western fast food infiltrated that part of the world, there wasn't an obesity problem. Started opening up fast food joints, all this stuff. All of a sudden, everybody's fat like America.
Mm.
We're fat here in America. We're the fattest country on earth. And it is because we like things to be quick. We want things to be fast and we want them to be cheap. And usually cheap processed food is really bad. I couldn't believe it. When I say Native American, I want you to understand if your ancestors come from this part of the world, you're native to this land. It's not just anyone associated with tribes.
If you're Mexican, New Mexican, whatever you are.
And so that's very important for you to understand. Okay, let me take it back. Let me break this down. Tortillas are Mesoamerican. Okay, they were here before the Spanish got here. Tortillas.
The corn tortilla.
but they're corn. Yeah. They were corn and they were natural and they were processed differently than they are now. We cooked them, you know, on a fire, the little comals. Once flour got here, which
is
processed.
I knew that's where you're going to go.
Flour tortillas, no bueno. No bueno.
I love flour
tortillas.
They
didn't come till later and they're bad for us.
Dude, I could just eat a flour tortilla cold, dog.
Anything that tastes that good can't be good for you.
No, because I love a corn tortilla too. But so you're saying, DJ Armand, you like flour tortillas better than corn?
No, I like a good corn. Like if it's a good corn
homemade
tortilla,
corn
like
tortilla?
A homemade. But like, yeah, but I mean, in like most of the time, flour tortillas are better.
I ain't afraid to say it, homie.
Not better
straight
for
up.
You, but better.
Straight up, I love flour tortillas way more.
I do too. A homemade flour tortilla cooking on the comal. That smell, I can smell it right now, and it's not even happening.
Do you make the same dough to make tortillas that you make to make sopa?
Papillas? Yeah, same dough.
There's nothing that can be so that good.
It's bad for you.
Yeah, of course it's bad for you.
Well, because it has sugar on top, too. Like, we used to just put old-fashioned table sugar on it. Honey's all right. What do you mean honey's all right on a sopapilla? A little bit of honey.
Oh, I thought you meant like it's okay tasting. Okay, yeah. But
that's delicious. How did we fall off the whole genetics? Like, we're supposed to be sitting here talking.
Because we're fat.
Because we're fat, Dana. Yeah, we're so fat, Dana.
Okay, look. I want to tell you something, and I want to be serious about it. Bread with flour, made by flour, just white all-purpose flour is bad for you. Pasta, all white-purpose flour is bad for you. And genetically, if you are African-American or native to this continent, we're just predisposed to gain weight because, as Automatic said earlier, we just weren't around this kind of food. Get diabetes. Notice, I mean, I joke about this, but it's not funny. I'll say things like, oh, your grandma's got diabetes. It's not funny, you know, when her foot gets cut off and all this. This is a real problem in America, and we've got to deal with it head on. We're a new generation, and we can be smart about it. Everything in moderation, people.
I agree with you, and I think identifying the situation is part of the problem, and then also doing what we can to help people understand that there are resources around them, because like you come like from where I'm from, there's nothing but fast food, liquor stores, and like payday loan places. So like,
notice
it's hard.
That's only in the poor neighborhoods, though. Yeah. You don't see none of that. You really don't see fast food joints in rich neighborhoods. Period. You got to drive to certain parts of the city to get that.
It was really easy for us as a kid. We would leave middle school and then go walk over to the pizza parlor or the gas station. And never once did anybody ever buy some fruit
or vegetable.
Hell no, dog.
I was just stealing boxes of candy.
Yeah.
Automatic. You know, my mom said something when she was little. She's like, you know, we were always poor, but her dad, my grandfather, was a cook in the service. And so he learned about nutrition, right? So they always ate a salad before their meal. He always, and my grandma always cooked vegetables. She said she would have friends come over that had never seen a vegetable. They were raised on arroz, you know, frijoles, tortillas, papas. That's it.
Damn.
They never seen broccoli.
I wish that was
true.
My life.
I know.
I just hate broccoli, but I don't.
I'm going to share this study. I really want us to come together collectively, people of all backgrounds, and get healthy. America, we can't be number one in fat, okay? We cannot be number one in fat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake got a song called Gimme 50 that leaked. Is he dissing Kendrick Lamar? We're going to play a little snippet for you right now. This and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Chris Stapleton celebrating his birthday. Seth Rogen, Jacquees, Emma Watson, and Sexy Red.
Shout out to Emma Watson.
Okay.
Shout out to Seth Rogen and Sexy Red. Everybody's big birthdays today.
Jacquees just became a father-to-be, so shout out to him for that.
All right.
Good for him.
All right, so we'll start off talking about legendary comedian Donnell Rawlings. You might know him as Ashy Larry from the Chappelle Show back in the day. But honestly, doing big things himself now. He's got a Netflix special and everything. He was on the Dana Cortez Show last week talking about Diddy parties. Take a listen.
One year, I did go to a party. It was in St. Bart's. And he does like winter.
What year was that?
4 years ago. It was the best party I've ever been to in my life. Now, it was a day party. I don't know what happens on the night parties. What I saw, a guy that was into his family, all his baby moms were there, his exes were there, and it was like people, like some really dope people. They was there with their families. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, not to throw crap on him or whatever, but that party was a good time. He made everybody feel good. He was a great host. But then there was a time to leave.
Everybody that shows up to the Dana Cortez Show left the Diddy parties early. Nobody stayed late.
Take that as a piece of advice. advice. You should always leave a party about 30 to 45 minutes before it's over. You never want to be a part of the extra activities.
Well, this conversation gets even more deep because we talked about Diddy. We talked about a lot of things. His baby mama.
Dave Chappelle and what Dave he's done Chappelle. For his career.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
and he also has his recent special out as
oh,
well.
Oh, Netflix
too, right?
special yes. for sure. Which he pivoted really quickly to after the Diddy conversation. So go to Dana Cortez Show, wherever you stream podcasts. Take a listen. All right. And if finally, we know this whole Kendrick Lamar diss J. Cole and Drake. J. Cole apologized. Drake supposedly dropped a diss track that leaked. It's called Gimme 50. Here's an excerpt.
I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the f*** you be stepping with a size 7 man's on?
Are we really making fun of people's size? Like J. Cole called him short and now the shoe thing. Are we really doing that today? It's not politically correct. I'm just going to say.
Okay, it might not be PC, but if that's the best you got against Kendrick, it's going to get ugly for you.
As long as he doesn't apologize, I'm here.
You're okay with
it. Keep it going, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Make fun of the height. No more apologies.
I will shout out Drake, though, for the fact that he is once again relying on Houston with Gimme 50 versus his hometown, Toronto.
Oh.
And if you know, you know.
What you gonna do from Toronto?
If you know, you know that Gimme 50 is an old school Texas classic.
Oh, well, it is a double entendre because it's also a shot at Kendrick Lamar and his push-ups that he's doing on the internet. So that's fun. Oh, Aubrey, forever witty, my friend.
Check more of the song. Go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. We'll put it up. Decide for yourself. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever spill stuff on your shirt when you're eating?
You clean it up. You know I do.
And I'm not just talking to my husband, DJ Automatic, who's a mess here. There's actually a solution. We'll talk about it in food news. It's Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Anthony A's got the day off, so I'm going to get hashtag started first with police seizing Rolexes, Range Rovers, and more in a $650 million COVID-19 scam.
Oh.
22 suspects were arrested who carried out this crazy heist. So in 2021, while we were using COVID money, if you were a business and maybe you got some to pay taxes and pay employees, they used it for luxury villas, watches, and other expensive goods. They put it in offshore banks.
Who's they?
22 suspects that have been unnamed at this point.
Oh, I was going to say, I have a feeling we're going to know a lot of their names.
Why did all these rich people get COVID money? And while small businesses suffered all over the United States, that's what I want
to
know.
We had to take a small loan from the government, which I've been paying back every single month. And I don't understand why my small loan was not excused yet. People like
this,
Kanye and Tom Brady, and got millions of dollars, and they got everything excused.
Somebody answer that question. Kanye, we really do miss the old Kanye, okay? All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Heinz came up with insurance for ketchup.
What do you mean by that?
If you get food on your shirt or food on the floor or food on your couch, that you can it can be covered in the Heinz Insurance Ketchup Plan.
Well, that means they're going broke if I buy the Heinz Insurance because of you, husband.
And every other husband out there and every other guy out there.
Every time you bite into something, half of it ends up on your shirt or the ground or the floor or whatever else is around us. In fact, you've bitten things and it splashed onto me.
It's only going on in Dubai right now in the UAE. But hopefully they'll bring the Heinz ketchup insurance to the United States.
And we will be their first customers. And a lot of women listening are like, I'll sign my husband up too. All right, DJ Automatic, National Day.
It's National Laundry Day, Dana's favorite day.
Stop. You've said this earlier. I don't like doing laundry, but I have to do it.
You sure do it a lot, though.
Because I'm not going to let it pile up. Here's the key. Don't wait till the end of the week and just do it once a week and you're like, oh my gosh, do it every couple of days. I promise it's easier to keep up with. We just moved into this house. I literally have laundry. It's going to take me a weekend to do it. Jeez.
All right. We have National Titanic Remembrance Day, the actual tragedy, not the movie.
I love that movie. I hate that I love that movie because it's really sad, but I think people are just fascinated with the Titanic. It was so many folks that lost their lives, unfortunately, and it was supposed to be the ship that was unsinkable.
Oh, it sank.
I know, and it's still at the bottom of the ocean. You know it's deteriorating now. Every year, they send that little, I guess, camera down there, which, by the way, the man who James Cameron produced the movie The Titanic, he was the first one to go that deep and really explore it. One day, there'll be nothing left. It'll just disappear.
Okay, well, I wish they would do that with taxes because it's National Tax Day. Make sure you guys pay your taxes or file for that extension today.
Everybody hates taxes. Everybody like, oh, the government. What you think you're driving on right now, people? You think that's free? Mm. Anyway, pay your taxes or go get that return quick.
And I promise you, if you don't pay them, the government will get it from you.
For sure.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.